Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this as well as your own family or personal altar daily before doing other things. After receiving this audio ministration, join us or turn to Turning Point Prayer Hub on our YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time. TPGF members and listeners in other clients with time differential, join us real time, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, if you can. But if you cannot, then whenever you wake up in your country or where you are, after listening to this audio Turning Point, turn to our YouTube and Facebook to do the prayer hub for the day. Welcome also to Friday, the 8th day in May, 2026. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. The 8th day. 8 is the number for a new beginning, a fresh start, or moving into a new season. In many cultures, a newborn baby is christened, given a name on the 8th day. It is also the day of circumcision among the Hebrews. So many spirituality wound around the 8th. So let us pray. I speak over your life and destiny. Move to a new chapter of life. Now do this. Touch your forehead gently as I pray. Receive a new idea for progress, innovation, and creativity. As 8 stands for christening a newborn baby, may new things be named with you this day. Get ready. Your Sabbath is over. Welcome to a new order of life. Let's take this prophetic action today if you can. If you can read or write, take a sheet of paper and give yourself at least 3 new names you admire and you want to be manifesting in your life. Write, for instance, my new name is Favor, or Lifted, or Mercy, or Beulah, or Goshen, etc. It may be Bible names, English name, or your own language or native names you deeply admire and you want it to manifest in your life. Write it, wrap it up in one of your mantles and put it somewhere for 21 days. You can then discard the paper after. As God lives, your life and destiny shall start answering to the new names you have written. The angel said to Abraham in Genesis 17 verse 15, change your wife's name. Change her name from Sarai to Sarah. Give her a new name. And Sarah's life open up. She conceived Isaac. Your life will also open up for new breakthroughs from today. Say amen, I receive it. Right? Observe the new things that will start happening in your life. New doors will start opening, new resources will be flowing in, and new testimonies will be coming. May 8th celebrate your birthday prayers. Open your hand. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will grow in strength, in stamina, in grace, in resources, in happiness, and in fulfillment. Happy birthday. Right? Let's go into today's teachings. First one. Daddy, the lady should not marry any of the men, or else she will have herself to blame. Wow. That's referring to our sister with 2 widowers asking for her hand in marriage. That was also my counsel for her. Thank you for throwing that in. Next. If I had the opportunity of listening to your messages on Turning Point, as at the time I got married in 2023, I wouldn't have married the man I married. I am suffering in this marriage now. As I speak, I am the one feeding the family. Wow. My standard counsel for those hearing these eye-opening, incisive messages somewhat late, having taken some vital life decision in ignorance, is to stop regretting. But do like Paul the Apostle in Philippians chapter 3 verse 13. He said, this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind, I am reaching forth to those things which are before me. I press towards the mark of the higher calling. That is it. No one moves forward looking backward. The opportunities and possibilities ahead of you are still many. Press towards them. In life, change what you can change. But whatever you can no longer change, let it be. Live with it and move on. God will see you through. Next, sir, speaking in tongues is in 1 Corinthians 14, as in 1 Corinthians 14, is well understood. And not the explanation you gave today, 28th of March, about speaking in tongues. One, there must be an interpreter. Two, one must speak what others understand for the sake of new members among the congregation. So it is not and never part of the requirement for heaven. I am a pastor and a full gospel member. I don't speak in tongues. Kindly read out this option for others to make contribution. Thank you, sir. Wow. You are correct. Speaking in tongues is not part of the requirement for heaven. I agree. But speaking in tongues is a gift of God through the Holy Ghost to the body, to the believers, for self-edification. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4, Jesus Christ himself said in Mark chapter 16, verse 17, these signs shall follow them that believe. Among other things, he said, they shall speak in new tongues. In Acts of Apostles, chapter 2, verse 4, one on the day of Pentecost, the 120 believers in the upper room were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak in other tongues as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. Now, let me refer one more scripture. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. He that speaks in an unknown tongue, speak not unto men, but unto God. How be it in the spirit, he speak mysteries. So speaking in tongue is for self-edification, effective praise, and prayer to God Almighty. It's like charging your handset with a charger. The more we speak in tongue and in prayers, the more we get charged up spiritually. In 1 Corinthians 14, verse 18, Paul said, I speak in tongues more than you all. Not speaking in tongues is not a sin, but it is a gift. That person is missing. The one you are referring to for calling your interpreter is during congregational worship. If a person suddenly starts speaking in tongues and prophesying, then he said there must be an interpreter for the sake of new members that may be wondering what's going on. I don't even see much of such order of worship in most of our churches again these days. Well, as he required, listeners who have knowledge in these things, please speak to us on this matter. No one knows it all. We are all learning and trusting God to know more. Next, good day, Daddy, and my TPGS siblings. I want to ask gynecologists and doctors in the house what to do. I experienced prolonged menstruation and spotting. I have visited the hospital, done tests, and was given antibiotics with different lifestyle and diet changes. But it keeps coming back. I've started taking to the spiritual side by sowing battle seed, praying, and having faith for my complete healing. I don't know if there's any woman with a testimony in this area in all sorts of things. So, family, please help me. Thank you, sir, for always being there for us, Daddy. Wow. Please, gynecologists, medical doctors, any lady who must have gone through this and you are now okay, let's have your testimony. Doctors, let's have your opinion for her and perhaps for others that may be going through such challenges as well. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contact. Someone close to you might need all these sharings. Tomorrow is our communion service online, both here and on Prayer Hub. Prepare your communion element this evening. If you have not subscribed to our YouTube or get connected to our TPGF or Telegram channels, please do so today. Chat with your line manager if you have one to take you through, or directly chat with our media director on +234 803-232-2276. Let everyone get connected and then subscribe. Let's pay our tithe, personal and corporate tithing to God for his kingdom expansion. And also our battle seed, thanksgiving and partnership commitment seed. Also the seed of 5555 we are sowing this fifth month of the year. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9 says, do not be weary in well doing. For in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. This is inviting all TPJ members and listeners in Abeokuta, Ogun State, Nigeria, to a two-day National Ministers and Leaders Conference holding at the Baptist Convention Hall, opposite Technical College, Ibiaba, Abeokuta. Date is Friday, May 22 at 4 p.m. and next day, Saturday, May 23 from 9 a.m. This conference is for all ministers in the fivefold ministry, also for every child of God who desire to grow. General Overseer, State Pastors, upcoming young ministers, members of CAN, PFN, and DPGs are all invited. I will be ministering principally together with other anointed men of God. Our music minister in this 2 days conference is Minister Tope Alabi from Lagos. He's interdenominational. Please come. You will be highly blessed. Theme is Reviving the Church to Save a Nation. Telephone numbers to call, chat with for more information on Abeokuta's conference is 0802-322-1646 and 0817-008-4869. Start calling or chatting with them now. Open your hand for the second wave of prayers. May God's glory change your story. May God's anointing rest heavily on you. Your fears will not happen. Whatever you have set your mind and your heart on shall succeed brilliantly. The anointing and the grace upon this commission and upon me, his humble servant, shall start manifesting in your life. You have been blessed. You will be further blessed. Whatever challenge you are passing through now will not last. Cheers and laughters will replace tears in your life. Go and bring back testimonies. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. I love you. Have a great day.